So I was going to record something the other day. Today's Monday. I was going to record something on Saturday and put it out, try to stay on a weekly rotation. But yeah, I got to get back to this as a regular thing. I enjoyed the conversation, the one-way conversation that I had. And some of the thoughts I'm having this week, especially today and the last couple of days, have been around just how, I didn't really grasp 2020. Obviously, we all know the craziness of it all and how it all unfolded for us as collectively and then a lot individually. But now, as I look back and think about how different I was in 2020 versus not just how the world was, the question is, was I handling that well through all the chaos external, or was I doing something different? Or was I already down this road prior to COVID and everything else? So there's really a couple different things I got to try to unpack there, which is because one of the things I know I was thinking about is that I, this time of the year, generally try to start thinking about next year and what do I want to accomplish, but then taking some time to think about the things that I did accomplish this year. I usually have all that written down and, realize that I didn't accomplish all my goals, but I accomplished a bunch of stuff. But what's interesting is when I go back and look at my 2020 plan, I don't have anything written down. I mean, I have the outline. I copied and pasted 2019 and then deleted out some of the details that made no sense and said, oh, I'll get back to this and clean this up and put together my plan. And I had already been moving away from using that plan on a regular basis, but I've always just believed that even the exercise of writing it the one time, and even if you only look at it two or three times in that year, you're gonna remind yourself of some of the things you're trying to accomplish, big picture. But obviously, the smaller, more detailed day-to-day stuff doesn't get done because you're not referring to it on a regular basis. So I've been doing this for, I don't know, 20 years or so. I really started in college, and it took me about 5 or 6 years from the first time I did it. I think I was 21 or 22. To realize, oh, every year that I do this, I have a better year than when I don't do this. And I think I had said that on some other episode before. And I wouldn't say that this year was a bad year for me personally. Definitely not career-wise. And, even though there were a lot of changes, and then also, stuff at home has been good. But I think that some of the things that I definitely, especially the attention to detail stuff, has gone away from not kind of what I'm been focusing on, especially my personal goals. I lost weight early in the year, but I was doing that because I kind of wanted to just, I was really kind of thinking that I was going to need a new job and I wanted to stay fit or as fit as I generally am. Because I wanted to look good in a suit if I had to go on an interview. And then once that was all sort of taken care of, we also were starting to move away from wearing suits in the society at that point because of COVID. And put on a bunch of weight and then took it off again right before I started the new job and then put it all back on. So really on, undisciplined year as it relates to weight and alcohol. And I mean, we've all had, I think I'm not alone in this. I know a lot of people have had these things, but that's why I say the question is it COVID? Is it how I'm reacted to COVID? Are there other factors? Or it be the fact that I don't have this plan to focus on and prioritize the things, like exercise and eating better, drinking less, all those things as a highlighted focus have gone away. And so I just have to at least try to eliminate that variable moving forward. If I can right now, it's still going to for 2020 for the rest of 2020, which isn't many more weeks. I have to keep that variable in the equation because I, didn't follow any plan. I had no written plan for the year. And so not only did I not have a plan, but, you know, I don't know how I've reacted, and, you know, good or bad to how the world around us is, you know, interfering with our lives. So I'm going to have to tackle that, but even that's more of a review of how 2020 went, or whether I'm, you know, whether it's a plan or whether it's, you know, a day-to-day reaction. So what I all now have to think about is 2021, not 2020. And what do I want that to look like? I've got 20 weeks until my 50th birthday. A little bit more than that, but like, a, you know, 20 weeks and a half or something. So I'm going to start my plan early. I'm going to write some goals that are going to start now, you know, not just to get me to my 50th birthday, but, you know, throughout the entire year. That'll just be one of the targets on the calendar. So yeah, I'm going to kind of, that's one of the things I'm going to do now, update moving forward, is I'm going to update, use this as a way that I can update that and record that and chronicle how that's going to look. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to get on the scale. It'll be the first time I've gotten on the scale in a long time. I'm pretty sure I'm the heaviest I've ever been, or at least in the ballpark of that. And yeah, I'll put it out and tell everybody. It's, you know, it's nobody ever can believe how much I weigh when I tell them. And I just need to take a lot of this off, and start to feel better, physically, get myself. And then there's other reasons to do this. Obviously there's long-term benefits, but it'll help with my surf season. It'll help with so many different things. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to start tomorrow morning. I'm going to get up at, I get up at 6 anyway, so I'll just, instead of laying around waiting to get up and then make some coffee, I'll just get out of bed a little earlier and, or pull myself right out of bed and then, you know, go out and take a long walk or something. The cold never really bothers me, so that's not going to be a problem. And have some fun, enjoy it, spend an hour. I always say to myself, if I just, you know, did an hour of walking, just an hour of walking or riding a bike, you know, 4-5 times a week, that's all I need to do. I don't really need to run. I don't need to, you know, I don't need to do anything more than that. It's more about the consistency and getting the blood flowing. I always feel like, even more than the physical gain, you know, muscularly, that you get when you go do physical activity, and your skeleton and all those things, I always find that the breathing is one of the best parts about it. It is one of those, the oxygen that you get, it's almost, depending on how, what kind of mindset you're in, can get you in sort of a meditative state and, rhythmic, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting that going, looking forward to putting this plan together. Once it's done, which you'll usually get it done right around January 1st, I'll put it out there. I'll read it out and then allow myself to be accountable. You know, maybe I'll even pick things once a week to update on, or I don't know. So it's a pretty extensive list. I put goals out there, you know, as it relates to relationship with my kids individually, things we maybe we want to do as a family, things that I want to do specifically with Jesse, some other things that I'll do, highlight different things that I know are coming up in the year, right? Different activities, whether it's one of the kids' birthdays, especially if it's a significant one, graduations, obviously things like that. But if there's other things like, oh, okay, January, what's going on in January? And obviously when the world was open and COVID wasn't around, we could look at the calendar and say, oh, there's a concert coming in. There's a, you know, there's a comedian, there's, you know, some activity and, you know, you could go do that. So, you know, it's a little more challenging to do that kind of thing now, but nonetheless, there'll be things that I can look forward to and put out there. Maybe I'll do what I did a couple years ago and, you know, sign up for a bunch of 5Ks, even though I don't really want to run. I don't have a problem with doing a 5K, half run, half walk kind of thing, just to get out there and do it. What else? Those are the big things. Like, that's just really, really top of mind. I mean, today was December 14th. And I think besides having this little moment of inspiration, that it's a big day. It's a electoral college, sort of, confirmed, Biden as the president. Vaccines started to go out today. The first people were getting vaccinated today. And so that's big news. And I don't know, the attorney general, resigned. That's like, would normally be top news, but with the other two stories out there, it's sort of buried news at this point. And, I'm excited. I'm just going to make this a day that I can remember, December 14th, 2020, as being a day I go back, oh yeah, that was an important day. Not only did this happen for me personally, but these are the other things that went on in the world. So exciting stuff. I'm going to leave it there. Short one. It's just for me mostly anyway. So looking forward to talking soon.